The health service executive has taken over the management of a nursing home in North Kerry after what a judge said was a serious risk to life and welfare of persons in the centre. The health watchdog HICWA secured a court order to take control of the Oaklands nursing home in Listowel after inspectors found what were described as a centre of chaos. Residents, the court was told, were wandering unsupervised around the home, those with COVID mingling with residents who did not have the virus. Anne O'Connor is Chief Operations Officer with the HSE. She's on the line now. Anne O'Connor, what is the situation now in the Oaklands nursing home? I think it's today that your staff moved in to take over there. What have they found and what have they been able to do?
Good afternoon, Brian. Yeah, so the court order, as you mentioned, that took place yesterday, and we took over the running and the clinical governance of this nursing home with effect from yesterday evening. Now, this is a nursing home where we had been working very closely with HICWA over the last number of weeks. HICWA had had concerns about this home throughout the previous year, and we had stepped in and for a two-week period had taken over the clinical governance. On foot of yesterday's court order, we are in effect running that nursing home, and it's a very unusual step, but it has happened, and it does happen when HICWA raise concerns to that extent. So we have staff in the nursing home, and we are, I suppose, our priority, Brian, is to ensure that the residents in that nursing home receive the appropriate care. We have already been supported by a consultant geriatrician, palliative care consultant, and our staff, and maybe just to acknowledge the very significant level of support from our staff who have volunteered to be in that nursing home over a number of weeks across our community and acute services, and that will continue, but we are in effect now the provider of care.
Can you tell us, were there COVID-related deaths in the home connected with the outbreak there in since this second wave began in the autumn?
I think, Brian, in terms of deaths, obviously I'm very conscious that every death relates to a person who has a family and friends, and just to pass on my condolences to anybody who has lost somebody through COVID and over the last 8 months. I'm aware that there have been 6 deaths of people who have tested positive for COVID within that facility.
You're dealing with, at the moment, something like 105 outbreaks in nursing homes, and you've particular concerns about 10. What is the situation in those homes that, if you like, are on your alert list?
Okay, so maybe just to say the 105 number today is actually 97, but that's for all long-term care facilities, not just nursing homes. Within nursing homes, there are 570 nursing homes in the country, and there are outbreaks today in 51 of those. So that's about 8.5% of all nursing homes. Within that number, we provide a range of, I suppose, supports to nursing homes. We support a total of 1,175, but the majority of those receive supports in the form of just PPE deliveries and very normal types of supports. We then have a further, I suppose, there's 114 that we see as green in terms of just receiving a bit of additional support, and then 27 in the amber category and 10 in the red. What the red category means for us is that they receive a very significant, so we would have significant concerns about those 10 facilities, and that generally, Brian, relates to their capacity to run the facility based on the number of staff that are absent related to COVID, or indeed if their own management team are absent or the provider and the director of nursing. So I think for us there could be a number of reasons why they're on the red, I suppose on the red list, but really that relates to concerns over their sustainability.
More generally, the HSE was reporting at the briefing last evening, I think, that 450 staff in 5 different hospitals around the country are out of work due to COVID-related issues, outbreaks and so forth. What impact is the loss of those numbers of staff having on the operations in those hospitals?
It's been very significant, Brian, and I think, you know, we have today, we're looking at 6 sites that have had outbreaks, and there's over 550 staff across the 6 sites. Yesterday I referenced 5. Now, in many of those sites, the situation is improving, even though the numbers of staff may have gone up, but that is because of the testing and us finding, I suppose, close contacts. Really what it means for us is that we just don't have enough staff to run the whole range of services, and in a number of those sites, so for example in Limerick and in Nace and Talla, we have seen a reduction in the scheduled care services that we can provide. So these are the services for people who are on waiting lists, waiting for procedures, surgeries, etc. And unfortunately, they're the ones that would get cancelled in the event of any surge in a hospital. So it's very real, and it's very real for the people that can't come in for their appointments.
Yeah, we'll leave it there for the moment. Anne O'Connor, Chief Operations Officer of the HSE, thank you for talking to us. Now-